Fairy Nana. Once upon a time, there was a lovely little fairy. Her name was Nana. The other fairies found Nana sometimes helpful, sometimes funny, sometimes sweet, but sometimes very annoying. Why? Because Nana always said, "No, no, I don't like this. No, I don't like that. No, I don't like these. No, I don't like those." But still, the fairies loved Nana, and no one would be annoyed by her for more than one day. One lovely afternoon, the fairies held a big party. They had milk, honey, cakes, cookies, apples. These were all fairies' favorite food. They sang and danced the whole afternoon. Abruptly, the sky turned black. A tall, slim fairy came out of nowhere.
"Oh no, that's Fairy Black."
Fairy Black sneered and sent chill down the spine of everyone.
"You're having a party, aren't you?"
"Why am I not invited?"
Before anyone could answer, Fairy Black snapped her fingers and all the lovely food disappeared in a split second.
"From now on, all sweet food in Fairyland belongs to me."
Fairy Black smirked.
"Every one of you must work for me. Collect food and bring them to me before each sunset."
She pointed to her gloomy castle on the top of the mountain. All the fairies were too frightened to speak a word.
"No!"
Only Nana shouted,
"It doesn't make any sense. We are not your slaves."
"No?"
Fairy Black sneered. She raised her palm and a pair of golden scissors appeared in the air. Then the scissors started to fly in the sky on its own, and it went snip, snip, snip.
"If any fairies don't follow my instruction, this golden scissors will punish them by cutting down their wings."
"Oh my!"
For fairies, taking away their wings was a serious punishment.
that would take away all their magical powers at the same time. And fairies could not fly without their wings.
What should we do?
The fairies looked at each other.